It's grand opening day at the Aquaponics Innovation Center at Nelson and Pade. UW-Stevens Point Chancellor Bernie Patterson says the public-private partnership could help feed a hungry world.
The freedom of man, I contend, is the freedom to eat, said Eleanor Roosevelt. It would be hard to overstate the importance of the work that's going on in this facility in this state.
Co-owners Rebecca Nelson and John Pade look out at the 13,500-square-foot greenhouse that combines hydroponic gardening with aquaculture fish farming, growing crops with no chemical fertilizers and a fraction of the water.
There's six different fish tanks. There's numerous filter tanks that break down the fish waste so that just nutrient-rich water goes out to the plants. The plants, as they take out the nutrients, are helping to clean the water for the fish, and that water then comes right back into the fish tank, recirculating 24 hours a day.
We can put together a system that can feed an entire village, both a protein crop and a vegetable crop.
Greens and beans and peas and things like that. We're providing the complete nutritional package that would be the ideal diet.
Nelson and Pate are raising tilapia, but that ideal diet could soon include walleye, according to Chris Hartlib, director of both the Aquaponics Innovation Center and UWSP's Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility in Bayfield.
They refer to it as a white tablecloth fish because it's served at some of their fancier restaurants. Right now, walleye that you get at restaurants or supermarkets here is all imported from Canada, and there is no commercial production in the U.S.
Hartlib's goal is to create the first commercially viable walleye farming operation in the world, through research in Montello with a hybrid walleye his scientists created in Bayfield.
It's just a mating of two natural Wisconsin fish, the walleye and the sauger, but it shows accelerated growth, and we've been able to get it from egg to market to table in 9 months.
That's less than half the time it takes for walleye to mature in the wild.
Oh, is this ever good?
The hybrid walleye is on the lunch menu today, along with salmon raised in Bayfield and tilapia raised in Montello.
Ceviche, it's tilapia, but it's marinated in lime sauce.
The salads and coleslaw are all grown in the greenhouse. Nelson says they have local customers.
The fish and the lettuce, everything we grow in this greenhouse is sold within about a 20-mile radius. The Montello schools, Marquette County Services, restaurants, and grocery stores.
Nelson and Pate is also selling its technology to private companies in Wisconsin, Canada, and Texas. But the celebration in Montello is bittersweet, according to Chris Hartlib, because the facility in Bayfield is threatened by Governor Walker's budget cuts.
Our funding right now is slated to be eliminated, and if that happens, unfortunately, the facility will have to close.
But Bayfield's Northern Aquaculture Demonstration Facility has supporters in the legislature, including State Senator Janet Bewley.
That center is producing amazing results. To tell the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point to close it is not only inappropriate, it is anti-business.
And the governor's representative at the event, Tricia Braun of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, had some encouraging words.
Elevate Wisconsin's economy. We rely on our partners in both industry and academia to help realize this vision. And Nelson and Pade and UW-Stevens Point are great examples of this.
John Pade says he's optimistic.
I don't believe when there is a need for something that it will be eliminated.
The legislature and Governor Walker will have the final say on that. In Montello, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.